You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
That's one of those things. Maybe I think we need to like tell them to do that. I don't think they know it's even a thing. Fuck. I'm rethinking my whole life right now.
They think that there's a toilet paper fairy that just comes in and replaces the shit. Welcome back, OnlyFans.
Happy Fantastic Friday.
From your favorite foursome.
Where we co-parent with a twist. How y'all doing today? How's your Friday?
It's going.
It's going. It's going.
I don't know. It's Tuesday,
right? It's actually Tuesday for us.
Tuesday while we're recording this.
But it's Friday for all of you folks. And this week has been, I feel like, or is going to be, because we're only not even halfway through it at the time of recording this, kind of a long week. Well, I don't know, actually, because Tuesday, it feels like the longest Monday ever so far.
Isn't Tuesday your busy days?
Tuesdays are always my busy days. And on top of that, we're having an extremely even more busy day. We're actually going to see JoJo Siwa in concert tonight.
Yay. Cool invite, bro.
So excited. I mean, you're more than welcome to come, but those tickets were pricey, so you can pay your way, bro.
Didn't you take like the last of the front row tickets?
I did, actually. Okay, so we bought the tickets kind of last minute. Like, she kept posting about it and posting about it and posting about it. And I was like, you know what? Like, Addie would die to like go see her in concert. So I looked up the tickets and I think I'm going to make a video on this because I bought them through a website and got scammed.
Yeah, not a legit website.
Not a legit website. And I paid a lot of money through this website. And luckily I realized it the same day, because I had showed up tonight and there was like, and they were not legit, that I would have cried. Like, I don't even know what I would have done. So
your kids probably would have cried too.
Oh my God, for sure. Like, thank God I found it when I did. And then luckily we just like went through our bank and Chris disputed it, and it's like banks deal with that.
Yeah.
But I've never truly been scammed, and I was scammed. Anyway, that's a story for a different day. So I bought these tickets kind of last minute, and the only tickets that were left were, there was two in the front row, two in the third row, or nosebleed seats. Yeah. Like, that's all that you could do. And I'm like, Addie's like, I don't even know if she'll understand it if we're like in those back rows. I'm like, let me just see like what these front row seats are about or whatever. So like I said, there was two. And of course, like, Lilia wants to come too.
Yeah.
And my mom wants to come. And I'm like, damn, like, it's either we all four sit in the last row or we have two here and we have two there. And so I ended up snatching the last seats in the front row, or like in that front little section. They're pricey.
Did you ever figure out if yours was the VIP tickets?
I did, and they're not.
Aww.
And they were a lot of money.
That sucks.
I bought them, and then I read on the website that if you buy seats in the first 10 rows, like, it's actually, you get to do meet and greet with JoJo Siwa. And but it said like, it had like an asterisk by it. And so I was like, what does that mean or whatever? So I ended up emailing them and I was like, hey, I'm like in row one and row three, but I don't know, like, are these those seats? And she replied and she's like, unfortunately, no. I think it's just the middle section. And we're on the side. We're on one side and they're on the other side. So I'm like,
you're very split
really
up.
Sitting apart. But I feel like for them, I'd rather them get, like, I selfishly want all of us to be together.
Yeah.
But I feel like for them to have a better experience, having them split up but closer, I think is good. And my mom's going to be with Mimi, and then I'm going to be with Addie. So
your mom's going to be with Mimi?
What the? Did I say that?
Yes,
my
you did.
Dumbass. Lilia's going to be with Mimi.
So at least like the kids are going to be with an adult.
Right.
It's not like it's that big of a deal.
I'm glad the adult's with the adult.
Right.
But yeah, I did snatch those last few front row tickets.
Does Lilia know? Because I know that she Lilia knows that you guys are going, but Addie does not. Does she know that you guys have floor tickets?
Actually, that's a... I don't know if she does know that. Actually, that's a good question. Because
that's a little surprise that you could still...
Right.
Since she knows you're going, that's a little surprise you could keep from her.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've officially told her. Actually, like, she just... I wasn't quiet when I was buying these tickets. And then after the fact, I was like, oh, I should, like, surprise them with this. But Lilia was sitting next to me the whole time, so she heard the whole thing and, like, saw me buy the tickets. So I didn't think about it until... Well, at first, I didn't even know if it was going to happen. And then I had to ask her. I was like, do you want to go? Because I don't know if she's still in JoJo Siwa. And she's like, yeah, I love JoJo. But she's been to concerts before. Like, I took her to Taylor Swift and stuff. And so... I feel like this is, like, Addie is going to be, like, so stoked. But Lily is still going to have fun, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. We're so excited. But Chris is doing all of the Tuesday schedule, which is a lot. Tuesdays are hard. There's rock band, dance, soccer. Am I missing anything else? Oh, there used to be Lilia singing lessons, but she recently decided she was done with that. She wants to do musicals instead.
It's going
to
be a fun day.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun day. But we figured out my cousin Amanda's going to help out a little bit. She's going to help bring the boys to soccer and stuff. So shout out to Amanda. Shout out to my hubby for taking over the boys today.
Yeah, they're super busy.
Yes.
So the other day, I was actually listening to the radio, which I normally do in the mornings. And the radio show hosts were talking about a BuzzFeed article. And I was like, oh my God, I totally want to talk about that on our podcast. And I love BuzzFeed and BuzzFeed articles. They're just so fun to go through. So this one is 33 unwritten rules everyone needs to follow. So this is more like a USA type thing.
Okay.
So I'm curious, if you guys are listening, you're not from the United States, or if you are from the United States, if you agree or disagree with any of these, go to our last Instagram post at FantasticFourOfficial and let us know your thoughts on these. The radio show only listed like one or two, and I was like, come on, guys.
Oh, no.
We need more. Because what they do is they'll list one or two, and then they'll ask people to call in and like give them their own, because they're more interactive on the radio show, obviously,
right.
than we are, because we don't do this live.
Right.
But I thought this would be
fun. We're going to read the full article.
I don't know
about all of it.
I know. 33 is a lot.
33 is a lot.
Okay. So the first one is, when riding the escalator, stand on the right and leave the left open for passers. Don't do this.
Don't do that?
I think that's fucking rude.
What?
To walk past
people? To pass people while you're on an escalator.
I think that's what it's saying.
Like,
oh.
It's literally like 10 seconds. Like, you're that late, you have your own set of problems. That should not be shoving other people out of the way.
Yeah, you don't pass people on an escalator.
I've never been one to really want to walk on an escalator.
Unless you're really fucking late, then I'm pushing you to the side and I'm going to walk up the stairs. Like I said,
that's your problem, not mine.
But it is, but I got to get to where I got to get to.
Where are you going to be super late at where there's an escalator?
Airport.
Oh, that's true.
Boom. There's one. Yeah. That's the only place I think I've ever actually walked on an escalator, actually.
But like the mall, like escalators aren't that long.
Disney World.
Just chill. Does Disney World have escalators?
Or Universal.
Universal has escalators, yeah.
Oh, those Universal long Studios.
Oh, those are so freaking long.
So
those are long. That's when Jessica tried to do the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did. And I did this. What? Don't say I tried. I did, bitch.
You were like halfway.
What? I did that shit.
I mean, granted, halfway is a very long time.
It's a lot of stairs.
There was a lot. Stairs. Universal Studios in California.
Yeah.
If you go down to Jurassic World,
it's like a quarter mile of escalators.
And it's like two escalators.
No, it's like four. It's like five
maybe.
Levels.
I don't know, but they're long too.
They're so slow.
And steep.
Yeah.
So I would not be passing people on those escalators.
I'm just chilling. No. And it was hot when we went too, so it was like we had no interest in trying to walk up them.
It's okay. Yeah, every single ride squirted you. So
that's true. Every freaking ride squirted you with water. Literally every ride we went on, we're like, where the hell is this coming from? Why do they need to squirt us in this?
It was like noticeable. No, and every ride we'd be like, here comes squirting again.
It makes no sense why they do that.
Shit out of you. Okay, well, that one's debatable. What does the next one say?
Okay, Chew with your mouth closed. No one needs to hear you crunching.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's true. I mean, some people like to watch that stuff, like on YouTube.
ASMR.
ASMR stuff.
Malachi watches that stuff.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. He likes to watch ASMR. And
weird.
But like in person, you don't really want to see anybody.
Yeah, no, chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, that's unless nasty. You choose to watch it on YouTube yourself. Yeah,
there's a channel for that for you.
Okay. Wearing headphones in public is code for don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I think so.
Well, if you have headphones on, you're either listening to something or talking to somebody. Because if you have them in your ears and you're not doing either of those, then you, yeah, you really don't want anybody talking to you. Because then what's the point of having them in your ears?
Yeah. Unless you don't notice. I always feel weird when I have like an AirPod in my ear. Like just one, and I'm like on the phone or something, and like people have no idea. I feel like I look crazy talking to myself.
Talking to yourself.
Nah, it's 2020. In 2005, you would have looked crazy, but not now.
Yeah, that's true. Like everyone has those nowadays, but
always people always have at least one in their ear.
Yeah,
I still haven't gotten AirPods. I lost mine. Gabe has AirPods. I've bought like off-brand, you know, like yes. wireless headphones,
right.
But I've never actually like dedicated myself like, to buying.
I have
AirPods.
Them, but, like I see people wear them, like they just wear them to the grocery store and everything when they're shopping. I'm just like,
why?
Maybe
I do that. Listening to music or talking to somebody.
I listen to YouTube videos.
Oh,
when I'm like shopping and stuff,
I just find it weird that everybody does that. I'm just like,
oh no, I totally do. Except I lost mine, so I don't know where they. They're somewhere.
Gabe lost his like the first day or two that I bought them for him.
It was not the first day or two. It was give me a couple weeks.
It was not a couple weeks.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
It was a couple of weeks before he told you about it.
No, the situation was like I kept them everywhere. And I wear like a lot of sweatpants and they with the way my body works, those kind of things don't stay in my pockets. They just kind of slip out. And yeah. I was at my sister's house and we were watching the Niners game and I couldn't find them afterwards. I knew for a fact that they were there, but you know, with AirPods, like they have to be out of the case for you to track them. If they're, if they're closed, they'll just show you the last spot they were opened.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right.
That's the stupidest thing ever. Apple, you need to fix that.
I think they like did though. Didn't they fix that?
I don't know. I have an older generation. So.
I feel like they did. I don't know. Chris, you know?
I have that's no a Chris idea. Question.
No,
I don't. I've never like lost had to them. Track my AirPods.
So yeah, I didn't have them for a couple weeks after that. And then after a few weeks, I was helping my sister move. And I was like, I know it's in here somewhere. I literally like broke apart her couch because she was getting rid of it.
And it was
there. To dig in the side. And I was like, there they are.
Whoa, I'm glad you did that. Otherwise, those people would have got a free pair of AirPods.
Seriously. Right. And I had just gotten them for Gabe for Christmas.
Oh, I was so pissed off.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Chris doesn't lose anything.
Not typically.
That's a good quality to have.
Those things are so little. They need to be tracked better. Hopefully, Apple did fix that.
Maybe they did.
A new generation. I am due up for a newer generation. But.
Okay. The next one is never be a dick to the person serving you food. All I have to say is, have you guys ever seen the movie Waiting?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole point of that movie is don't fuck with people
who serve you food.
Serve you food.
Oh, shit.
That movie is so if you watch that movie and...
Oh, I don't even want to know.
That's for us older folks.
Yes.
People don't.
If people haven't watched that movie, it has Dane Cook is in it. Ryan Reynolds, right? Ryan Reynolds is in it.
I believe so, yeah.
Justin Long. And they all work at this restaurant. And then you see what they do.
It's so freaking nasty.
What they do to the plate of a woman who is being a bitch to them.
Oh, no.
Why would you choose to be a dick to someone? What is that?
Solve.
You could just be in a bad mood. I get why some people are rude. Sometimes you're just having a bad day.
I don't
day,
care whoever's in a bad mood. Don't ever take it on someone else. Like,
well, yeah, I agree. I'm just saying that. That's...
Oh my gosh, that makes me want to drop a fish.
I totally agree. I think being rude to people. Well, not about the fish thing.
What the fuck did the fish do?
Speaking
okay,
of.
Okay, I was being nice. Okay, usually I say that makes me want to punch a baby.
drop a fish. That was a weird replacement.
I could say that makes me want to kick a quail.
Kick a quail. There you go.
I don't know, dude. PETA's coming after you now.
PETA's right. Coming after you. That poor fish never did nothing to you. I know. I think, like, I don't know. Being rude to people for no reason is, like, a pet peeve. Like, if they didn't do shit to you, Like, why are you fucking care?
And the thing I hated
is,
that.
The thing is, like, if like your order, if your order is wrong or something's wrong, some people can be rude to the servers.
Oh no, never.
But the thing is like, it's not the servers who made the food wrong; it's the cooks.
Right.
So like, the servers could go fix it.
Yeah. But, and like, yeah, like they could check it or whatever, but sometimes it's hard to check that, like in a hamburger and yeah, stuff like
or
if that.
It, the way it's cooked or something.
I try to never get mad at the people who are serving you.
Yeah.
Versus, and I'm not even mad at the cooks either. It's like, they're freaking running a bit. They're trying their best here.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't like, oh, that bitch. Oh, yeah, I'm not giving her cheese. Like, they don't fucking
I mean,
do
unless
that
I knew who it was. Perfect. It's a regular who's always a freaking douche.
I guess, but I don't know. There's just like, what's the point of getting frustrated with that stuff? Like, they're literally always trying their best.
Yeah.
Unless you're at some shit place. Like, they really are trying their best. Like, McDonald's, I don't know. Even then sometimes, but
I remember one time I went to McDonald's. This was like when I was a kid, well, probably like teenager.
Yeah.
I ordered something, and when I opened it up, there was already a bite into it.
Shut up.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck is this? I didn't see it till I got home, though.
See, you know,
are you kidding me?
You know what happened to me one time? Because I used to work at Burger King, and so we used to get like a discount while we were working. But what I used to do is I used to order food and take it home after my shift. So the cooks, we used to like, they used to mess around with each other. And so I ordered like a double cheeseburger or something to take home. And by the time I got home, I opened it and it was just buns.
No.
And then I called, and then like one of my coworkers had thought I was going to eat it there. And so it was like, oh, ha ha, a joke, you know?
That's
oh, it's just buns.
Up.
And then like I would have given it to them and they would have made it again, right, you know, like right. As a joke, but I had gone home.
That's so
mean. So it was
mean.
Like, come on, what the hell?
Aww. That's so
but yeah,
much
I've up. Never had a bite of my food taken out. That's a little.
I just didn't eat it. I didn't go back.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, I didn't care. I just ate it anyway.
No, oh my God.
Gabe would.
I would say that
Gabe would
a,
be the one to
if
do
anyone
that.
Would do that, it would be
Gabe.
If
I was hungry enough, I was like, I mean.
You're like, I'm going to eat around it. I'll leave the bite.
Right.
I'll take the bite piece out and just eat around it.
A bite.
That's messed up. Somebody must have been having a really bad day. And you know what people, like, when you go through drive-thru sometimes, like, you see the workers, like, the drive-thru workers sitting there eating fries.
Oh, my God.
Out of the fry thing.
I wonder if you still see that in COVID times.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I bet, yeah.
I feel like they need to keep the mask thing always with food.
With food.
Workers. Like, the thought of ever going to a buffet before masks is kind of gross. Even after masks is still kind of gross. But like, to think that all these cooks are just like breathing on your food and like the waiter's just breathing on your food, it's kind of gross now.
Because like, they wear gloves, but like, gloves only.
Gloves aren't
so much.
Shit.
You know that there was one, when was it? Like last year? It wasn't 2020. I think it was in 2021 when we went to a buffet. Remember? It was LA. And we were able to serve ourselves, but they required us to put gloves on to serve ourselves from a buffet.
What about the mask?
What the hell?
I don't think we had to wear masks. I think it was like part.
You were supposed to when you got up. They didn't enforce it, but you were supposed to.
I feel like
you
the mask is more important than the gloves.
Than the gloves, yeah.
It's like we're all human. So those cooks and people at the things, like, you have to sneeze sometimes. Like, you have to cough.
I think it's equally important.
Gloves?
Yeah.
Gloves
really?
And masks.
Yeah, because you're touching all the cooking stuff, utensils, you're in and out of like a fridge or a freezer.
But I feel like if you're, those gloves are doing the same, like you're still touching everything just with gloves
well,
on.
Well, just gloves, I feel like you're supposed to replace them all the
you
time.
Are.
Yeah,
you
I
are.
Guess if yeah. you're wearing them properly,
yeah.
then yes, I see
you're
why
not
it's
supposed
beneficial.
To wear them
it's
all
cross,
day, you know?
Cross-contamination.
Right. Yes.
In that case, I say I agree. But like, I don't know. It's like, are they all doing that?
No.
Yeah, definitely not. They just freaking put them on because it's the rules. They don't actually
just wear them all day.
I feel like nowadays people wear the gloves selfishly because they want to protect themselves, not who they're serving the food to.
Well, that's fine to protect yourself, but...
But it defeats the purpose of wearing the gloves when you're, like, mm-hmm. serving food.
I don't know. I think that the masks need to stay for... Maybe not necessarily servers as much as it is, like... Because all they do is carry it from here to here.
Yeah.
But, like, yes, masks all around. But when the mask era is... You know, I don't know even if it's going to be gone. I feel like there's a lot of places that are going to keep masks permanently.
Probably.
For sure. I was watching, speaking of JoJo Siwa, we were watching one of her concerts last night, just like on a show. And it was just weird because it's like no one in the audience is wearing masks and they're all just like right next to you. It's weird to watch. And yeah. I was watching a show where all the kids were at school and no one was wearing masks. And I'm like, oh my God, it feels weird to watch. We're getting to a point where it's like normal to wear the masks.
And it's only been, what, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. Wearing masks. 2 years.
I remember when it was only supposed to be 2 weeks.
Fuck. Had everyone fucking followed the rules, maybe we wouldn't be here.
Even think it would have worked.
I don't know.
The way that the United States is, I know, like, another country, I don't know if it was New Zealand or Australia, like, they actually did the lockdown where they all listened and, like, they were back to not wearing masks soon after that. And I think they've had to go back to wearing masks, but, like,
I think Australia's actually
quarantined and did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, Australia beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking people fucked it up again. Australia COVID numbers. But they take it very seriously when the numbers are still low.
Yeah.
Oh, they're peaking again.
Yeah, the United States doesn't care as much.
It was gone until Christmas.
Sounds about right.
Everyone said, I've had enough. I'm exchanging presents.
They literally went from 11 cases to 90,000.
Dang.
Oh, 128,000. That's crazy. Crazy shit. Anyway, next. What's up next?
Okay, the next one. Don't stop in the middle of a busy sidewalk.
Or, like, move over to the side.
Yeah. I feel like that's more in cases of, like, busy cities, like New York, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Because if you stop in the middle of the sidewalk here, it's, like, whatever. It's not really busy.
I mean, stop at your own risk.
Well, yeah.
It's like,
I mean, if you have to stop, you have to stop. At least do it. Like, go off to the side and just, like...
Not in the
like
middle.
A car doesn't just stop in the middle of the road. You pull over to the side.
Yeah.
So take your body
don't,
and pull
like,
it over to the
kneel
side.
Kneel down in the middle to tie your shoe, you know?
You're right.
I feel like New York, it's more common than like a theme park. Like people just stop everywhere in New York.
I know. I am picturing like Disneyland when I see, like when you're on the sidewalk and you're just going and it's like after fireworks and it's just shoulder to shoulder. Like you can't stop. You got to pull over.
The worst part is when someone stops with a stroller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's like the whole lane is shut down.
Always let people out before you enter, especially if it's in an elevator you're entering.
That's just common courtesy and common sense.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, because why would you try to go in there if people need to get out?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I feel like if you don't understand that, you should not be in an elevator.
What if you're in a... Well, elevators, I agree. What if you're going into like a store? Who's like, coming in and who's going out?
Well, there's two doors.
Right, but even if there's one, if you're on the outside, you should open the door, let them go through, and then
you
go in.
So if you pull
it? Yes.
Okay, because sometimes it goes the other way. So it's like, who pulls what way? Like at our Party City right now, one of the doors doesn't work, so there's only one. I feel like it's kind of like you make eye contact with a person and decide who is going.
Sometimes you just stand there staring like, who's going to open
You'll like wait, and they'll be like, oh, go ahead, and it's like... It like kind of depends because it's like if they have like a stroller and they're coming in and I'm going out, like I'm going to wait for them. I'm going to help them hold it open.
Yeah.
But that can be difficult if you're reaching out your arm.
That's true. Trying to hold it open.
Yeah. Who knows?
Be quiet when other people are asleep. That means more than not talking, not slamming doors, not... Wait, hold on. Be quiet when other people are asleep. That means more than not talking. It means not slamming doors, drawers, etc.
etc.
Well, yeah, you should always try to be courteous if someone's
sleeping. Oh my God. I remember my sister. I had Logan when I was 17. I had graduated. I still lived with my dad, whatever. My sister was still in high school. And so I like never slept in my room, which was my fault, right?
Right.
But my room was attached to the bathroom anyways. But I slept in the living room. That's just like a natural habit that I had. Horrible habit. I don't know why. Like I never used my bed.
How funny.
But me and Logan would sleep on the couch and my sister would get ready in the mornings, slam the freaking kitchen cabinets. She'd be in the bathroom listening to fucking screamo music.
Hell yeah.
Loud. In the bathroom, which if I was even in my room, I would have heard it. So loud. And I'm just like, my sister was always loud.
And just
even getting cereal, it's like slam the bowl.
It's like, can you be any louder?
And I'm like, really?
Sleeping is different too. Like, I feel like that's different. It hits different when you have a baby sleeping. That's like, oh, fight me.
I'm like,
be loud and fight me.
That's fucked up to wake up a baby.
Yes. I know. My sister didn't give a shit. She she did what she needed to do. She'd have her, because she listened to music with her computer.
Right.
She'd have her computer in the bathroom listening to music while she's doing her hair and her makeup. And, like, she took forever to get ready. And I'm like, shut up.
That is kind of annoying.
Like, right? Me, I think I'm naturally quiet when, I try to be naturally quiet.
Right.
When people are sleeping, just because, you know, it's common courtesy. But, yeah, my sister was not. But she was also in high school and really didn't care.
That's freaking funny, dude.
She gave me shit for being a teen mom, so.
Oh, so she's like, wake your ass up, bitch. Yeah, she didn't
care.
Maybe if you were not a teenager. I mean,
she thinks differently now because she's an adult and she has kids.
Right.
But, like, when I was a teen mom, she was not happy about it.
Damn.
Even though it had nothing to do with her.
I'd slam cabinets every time I went to her house. Like, yeah. Remember? Remember?
Wake says up payback, kids. Bitch.
Don't get in another person's space. I feel like that's common. That's, what's
space.
The word?
Space.
That's common sense.
Like this is a little too bubble? Common sense. Yes.
Don't get in people's personal bubbles.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, especially now with COVID times, it's like, we should keep the 6 feet rule.
I know, forever. Like, my bubble, your bubble. Don't come over here. I mean, that's just weird. Yeah, that's like a common sense. Is there like a, go to a crazier one. We need a crazier one. These are like not even, that's like.
This is just common sense stuff.
Common sense. Well, for some people, it may not be.
To common not sense is to, not common.
I guess not. I'm like, is that even a thing? Like, obviously. That's so.
Some.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Some of these I have to skip over because it's supposed to be included with an image, and like none of the images are available.
Images.
So some of them says, like this one says, don't think you're clever by doing this, and it has an image, but it's not there.
Well, what is this?
So I have to like...
Keep going.
Ooh. Replace toilet paper after you finish it.
Oh.
My 12-year-old does not do this.
I don't think any of our kids do.
So
no, definitely
much.
Not.
You know what's funny is that what I used to do is I used to get the new toilet paper, but I never put it on the roll. Like, I would get it and just, like, just leave it on the counter. There? And, like, now as an adult, I'm just like, ugh, put it on the roll.
Put it on the roll. Returning to our parents.
But Logan will just leave it empty. And I'm, unless like, he makes it empty and still needs more, then he'll grab a new one.
Right.
And it's, like, in the cabinet, literally right next to the freaking toilet. That's where the toilet paper is.
I don't know.
And, like, he still won't grab it.
Ours won't even tell us. Like, it'll be empty. They'll go take a shit, and we still won't know. It's like, how did you wipe your ass?
With magic.
Like,
with magic. I don't think our kids even know where the extra toilet paper is. I'm trying to think. Because, like, in our downstairs, it's up really high. Yeah. So they couldn't replace it even if they wanted to. That's one of those things. Maybe I think we need to, like, tell them to do that. I don't think they know it's even a thing. Fuck. I'm rethinking my whole life right now.
They think that there's a toilet paper fairy that just... comes in and replaces the shit.
I think when they get home from school, I'm going to teach them how to do this. I like I'm having a moment right now. I've never taught my kids to replace toilet paper rolls, but you're right.
Addie will do it, actually.
Addie will?
No, yeah.
She won't. Addie?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Maybe. I don't
she
know.
She does. Because the downstairs one, it's not one of the tube ones that like you compress together. You have to, like, lift it up. And one of the times she lifted it up, the whole thing like fell out.
It always falls out.
And I was like, what the heck's going on? We need to replace that. So I walked in there and she's like, I was trying to put the toilet paper back on.
Oh. So sweet. That is broken downstairs, by the way. We need to fix that. It like anytime you lift it even a little bit, the whole thing falls apart. So she's right.
Oh, so, well, I haven't heard it drop in a while. So no one's using toilet paper.
No. I usually replace it and I know how to do it without dropping it. So that's usually, apparently I'm the only one that replaces toilet paper in our house.
Okay. This one says, speaking of doors, hold the door when you walk in after someone. I think I naturally do that. Like, they push the door and you're right behind them. You grab it from them so they can to enter. And then you're holding the door for yourself. They're not holding it for you.
For sure.
And then, you know, you hold it open for people who are coming in behind you.
Otherwise, it's weird to, like, let that person keep holding it.
You have to walk past them.
You have to walk past
them. Which would be really awkward.
Unless they're going out of their way to, like, open the door for you.
Unless you're really late and you just shove past them.
Yeah, like on the escalator. Yeah, on escalators.
It's probably the same person.
Probably.
This says, just open your bag of chips. There is no need to delay. It will still make noise.
Oh, yeah, like,
for
slowly.
Real.
Slowly. And if you're not popping it, because, you know, kids, they like to pop it
open. Oh, yeah.
Just
open
it. It's going to be loud.
Open the damn thing.
It's a loud bag. It's like, do it.
Unless you're using scissors.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Scissors. The only time that I use scissors when it comes to chips is if I have like a giant bag of chips and I'm at the very bottom and I don't want to put my hand in all of the...
Chris does that.
All of the dust and stuff. I cut it smaller to where it's only like what's left.
Chris,
if that makes
always
sense.
Does that.
But then you have to finish it because you can't fucking seal it
after
that.
You can't seal it after that. But I always do that with the chips, especially if it's in a like a family size bag.
I've never so
I'm not gonna dip my hands in a bunch of powder, then my whole hand's gonna be dirty. You just cut it.
I've never heard of that
until Chris
does it, and I'm just like what the hell.
You like once like, you cut that bag, you're committed. Yep. Like you better you're not going back.
I learned that from my dad. My dad has always done that, and then so I naturally do that now. Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Never be that person with a cart full of groceries in the express line.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not.
I get really paranoid. Like, I'm sitting there counting because it's usually like 15 or less.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there counting what I have. And I count. Oh, we got to go into the regular line.
If I have 16, I'm going to the other line. I will not.
Just like, I can't do self. And even self-checkout, I'm really like paranoid about. Even though, like, if I have 20 things, I know that I could do it myself. But, like, when I think of self-checkout, I think of, I think of it as an express line. Like, you don't want to be the person in self-checkout who has a cart full of shit.
No.
Even though I don't think that there's a limit on self-checkout. Not that I've seen.
It's supposed to be a get-in-get-out type thing.
Oh, on self-checkout? Yeah, I would never bring
There's not a sign that says you only have this many items.
That's true.
So, technically, you could have a bunch of stuff, which I don't like... necessarily having conversations with people when I'm out in public.
Right.
Sometimes I just want to get in and get out and not have to like converse with anybody, you know?
I know. Yeah, I do. I do like, I need to use it more. Like recently, I feel like it's everywhere now. It's even at our Costco.
Yeah.
They have self-checkout.
I use self-checkout one time at Costco.
Yeah. And I just recently, I'm like, every time I use it, I'm like, I really like need to utilize this more. But if I have a whole cart full.
Which normally when you go to Costco, you do. But there was a one time that I only had a little bit of things.
Yes.
And it prints out a different color. So when you go to like walk out, they know who you self-checkout and who didn't.
Yeah,
so
the
they
last know time to, like, double check. I went there to get a shot, my flu shot. And then I found like one pair of PJs for one of the kids. And I just got that one. And that's the only time I ever use self-checkout there.
I know. I always get way too much stuff at Costco to where I can't go to self-checkout.
And if you like have fruits and vegetables and stuff, I'm like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to figure that out.
You know what? Bringing it up. Me and my dad, we always mention this whenever we go to Costco, is that like we fill our cart, right, of stuff. And when we check out, the people at the checkout, they Tetris your shit back in your cart so perfectly. And I always talk to my dad. I'm just like, do you think they have to like do a class like to be taught how to put things in carts?
I worked at a grocery store throughout high school, and you just learn how to do it.
They put it so perfectly. Like the cart looks so much better when you leave than when you go in line to check out. I'm like, how do they know how to put things?
I don't know if it's because I worked at a grocery store in high school, but when I'm loading my cart at the grocery store, Like my You'll cart is already like it's organized, categorized.
Yeah, like, categorized by cold.
Yeah.
And
so like when they go to like check everything, like all the cold stuff stays together. Boxes stay together.
You're probably their favorite customer.
Yeah. I just like know how it works. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. I I've become a pro at the Tetris thing only because when we go to the grocery store and to Costco, we have to get so much shit for our family. If we don't position it in a type of way, then it's not going to fit. So no. We like have to.
You don't want to have multiple carts. Put
boxes, yeah.
Or I mean, you use the big push thing.
Oh, we do that. Yeah, we do that. We do multiple carts sometimes. Oh,
the flats?
Yeah, yeah, the flats. Yeah. We used to, like anytime we'd go to Costco, we just get the flats.
Yeah, just automatically.
Just pile things on all
just
the
so
shit.
Things are just so bulky.
They're bulky, which is good.
If you go and get big things first, like toilet paper, paper towels, like you're freaking the bottom of your cart's already full.
Especially if you get toilet paper and paper towels from Costco.
Huge.
Like you're not fitting nothing else in that cart.
Nope. Speaking of carts, the next one says, don't be lazy with shopping carts.
Okay, I have...
This is debatable.
Yeah, no.
Very debatable.
I always walk my carts back unless my child is in the car.
Yeah.
I will not walk away. Yeah. That is my thing. Like if I don't have a kid in the car or my kid's walking with me or whatever, or I'm by myself, I will 9 times out of 10 walk that cart back to the place that it needs to be put away.
Yeah.
But if my baby's in the car, fuck that. You're going right next to my car, bitch. Sorry for the next person, but my kid's more important. What I have to say.
I've noticed too, like if the cart return, if their cart return in the parking lot is full and like at that point you'd have to walk it all the way back to the front of the store, like you're fucking taking it out of the planner. Like, I don't know. You guys need to get your shit together.
You got
to
get those people jobs, you know? They need those jobs.
Yeah. Without people like that, the cart return would not be a job position.
Right. I mean, yeah. I think, yeah, for the most part, I will return the carts.
I can't. I always have to put it back.
Always.
Always.
Always, always.
It'll bother me if I don't.
And yeah. I even started as a little cart boy. Working at a grocery store. That was my first job. So, like, I understand the pain of running throughout the parking lot and grabbing the shit out of the planners, but I still... Like,
I mean, it is rude. It is rude to leave it. So, I won't leave it unless I have a reason to not walk it back.
I mean, granted, I never really go shopping with my kids and without Amber. Right. So, I don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
But
he doesn't really go shopping.
Yeah.
I have to put it there. Like I have to put it back.
Yeah.
Or else it's going to bother me.
Yeah. Another reason I wouldn't walk it back is if it's late at night and it's dark and I'm either in a sketchy area or there's someone there or I see someone. I'm not going to risk walking over there. Sorry.
I mean, that makes it understandable.
I have very...
Plus, sometimes the cart situation, like where you return, it's...
Right.
The organization is so bad. Like it's completely far away.
Yeah, I feel like some stores are really good at it. Like it'll be like every 4 cars, it has a thing. Like in that case, there's not really much of an excuse not to put it back. But some of them are ridiculous. Like they're like 3 rows over and in the back. Like in that case, I probably...
It's like Costco. They're usually at the end of every row.
Okay, so we call them carts in California. Don't they call them something else?
Buggies.
Buggies, that's what? Right. In like Florida?
On the East Coast, they call them buggies.
They call them...
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm tripping right now. Yeah. In America?
Yeah.
Yes.
They call them buggies.
Florida's in America.
What? No, obviously, I know that. I'm just saying like that's
I know your geography problems.
I know Florida. That's where Disney World is. Okay.
Yeah, wait, it's right next to Washington.
You guys really call them buggies though? That's like a thing?
Yeah, they call them buggies.
I'm tripping. That sounds like a European thing.
I mean, I don't... It could be too.
What do you call them in other states? If anyone's listening to this podcast, and you call shopping cart something, where are you from? What do you call it? Go comment on our last Instagram post at Fantastic Four Official. Let us know. I'm curious.
Okay. Don't propose at someone else's wedding.
Oh, that's horrible. That's bad juju.
That's fucked up.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
You're basically stealing somebody else's fucking moment.
Exactly.
No. Absolutely not.
You're celebrating... the marriage that day.
I think if it was my wedding, I wouldn't care if someone did that.
I think it would be cool. Talked to the couple and made sure it was okay.
I would definitely talk to the couple.
But, I mean, I don't know. No. I feel like there's more special times I don't think... I don't know.
That's like little Sally next door opened up her lemonade stand and then you just stroll on out with like fucking cranberry juice. Like, you just set up next to her like, oh, well, you know.
No, I've seen some really cute proposals where the bride is going to throw the bouquet. And when she throws it, all the other girls are in on it and they all walk away. Or like, and she turns around and like hands it to her.
That is a preset thing where they talk.
Oh, well, okay. Obviously, yeah. If you don't talk to the bride and groom, then I think it's fucked up. But like, why would you not? Okay. I guess I see what they're saying then.
I still feel like even talking about like coming up, be like, hey, I know this is your day and all, but I want this day too. Like, that sounds fucked up to me.
That's not what it is, because it's not going to be like during the ceremony.
I disagree.
So it's going to be like.
I wouldn't like it either. You're there to celebrate their day. Yeah. Don't make it yours.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind.
You're taking away.
I don't care. Their moment.
I would be honored for someone to get proposed to at my wedding.
I disagree with it.
Bummer.
Well, that's enough of talking about people who don't understand common sense or common courtesy. But you know what it is time for? Just the tip. Bow chicka wah wah.
Zip. I feel like you're really getting it there. You're just like getting into it. Taking on your singing role seriously.
It's my moment to shine.
Your moment. It's your time.
Exactly. It's my moment. If you were to propose to someone when I was doing that, I'd be pissed.
That's so selfish. I guess that could go both ways though, huh? Like, it's selfish for one person.
What's wrong with being selfish?
You would
in
feel,
that type of moment.
You would feel comfortable coming up to someone getting married and be like, hey, can I get...
I'm not even saying for me. I'm saying if I was the bride.
But I'm asking you.
And someone came up. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily want to be proposed to at someone's wedding. But if I was the bride and someone came up to me and was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing such and such. Like, I mean, obviously if it was like someone stupid. Like, I feel like it has to be a certain person. If it's like your best friend and like their boyfriend comes up to you and is like, hey, like, can we set something up? I'd be like, fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Still disagree.
Anyways.
Okay, moving
back
on.
Back to the tip. Lay it on me.
Okay. What made you feel like you were ready to have sex for the first time? Is there anything you would have changed going into it? Quick backstory. I grew up in a very Christian-based household where I grew up being scared into not having sex. I'm the only girl in the fam. And how it was a bad thing. This really affected me long-term. I'm a 19-year-old woman and self-sabotage relationships in fear of getting used for my body. I want to get past this and experience life, but I'm terrified of opening up.
You're comfortable. I feel like it's a mutual thing. You're either going to be comfortable with it. It's going to be something new and it's just going to happen the way it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Or you're going to be completely uncomfortable with the entire situation. It's not going to feel right. If it doesn't feel right, just go with your gut.
I feel like us.
I don't think I'm the right.
We were all young and not ready for sex. I feel like if you're mature and you're safe and you're ready, like if you are 100%, you have no doubts, then I think you're ready.
Exactly. There should never be no like thoughts in the back of your head that this is a bad idea.
But she's saying she was brainwashed by religion basically to, well, I don't know if that's how she's saying it. Hopefully that doesn't offend anybody. But like she was scared off by certain beliefs. And in that case, I mean, that's a whole different thing. That's not just like, oh, be comfortable with your body. Like, you have to untrain yourself to think that way. And you have to...
Well, it kind of sounds like she's thinking that way anyways.
But she doesn't want to think that way.
She's trying to venture
off. No, she does. She just wants to make sure she's making the right decision.
No, right? She's like saying she wants to go live life.
She's saying she wants to get past this and experience life, but she's terrified of opening up.
Right.
But if you're Christian, you don't believe in sex until marriage is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is that she's ready to move past that, like she's over it, right?
That's what I said. If you were raised a certain way to believe a certain thing, you have to untrain yourself to like think that way, like unscare yourself from whatever you were scared from. And I mean, if it gets to a point, I actually know someone like this personally who had like a kind of a fear of it because. Of the way that they're brought up, you may even need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
That could be something if it's seriously affecting you and you can't figure out how to like get to a point where you're comfortable, I would consider even something as much as therapy. But if not, I mean, it could be as simple as just making sure that make yourself a checklist of things when you're in one state of mind and say like, okay, so when would I feel like for someone else, like you'd feel safe? How does, I hope this is making sense. Like make a checklist of, am I in a safe space? Do I trust this person? And, you know, like make a list of things. And then if you're in that moment, kind of go through that list in your head. I don't know. I'm just winging it because this is not stuff that I did. But yeah. This is like, you know what I mean? Like this is just.
I would make sure that you're not being persuaded or talked into it. Yes. Doing it because like you are your own person willing to go wherever you're going to do what you're going to do.
Right.
Don't be forced or like guilt tripped or anything into doing something that you're not ready for.
Yes, and only do it for yourself.
I honestly think that you should have a conversation with your partner about what you're struggling with and what you're thinking. I think if you have open communication and they understand why you're so hesitant.
Right.
And you're able to, you know, you're able to talk to them about it. I feel like if you're too scared to talk to them about it, then I don't know if that's the right person to be doing something with. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Because you want to be with somebody who's going to understand you and she's scared that she self-sabotages her relationships because she's scared she's going to get used for her body. But I think if you had an open conversation about what you're struggling with and what your thoughts are and how you were raised and that person understands, then I think that that's
a good place to start. A good
place to be, yeah.
For sure. I completely agree.
Also, it doesn't matter at what point you are in what you're doing. You can always stop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yes. Just, so you don't have to fully go through with it.
Even like, you know, something starts happening and you decide later or it's just not feeling right. There's no wrong in stopping.
Absolutely. That's a good one right there.
And I think that her being 19, I don't think that being older is a bad thing.
No.
You know, like. I feel like there's a lot of pressure now because I feel like kids are having sex at a young age now. And I don't think that's the smartest choice, but I mean, they make their own choices. But I feel like the older people get, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm getting too old. I should have been having sex by now. And it's like, no, it's like you can be 30-year-old virgin. Like if you feel like you're not ready and you don't have you're not with the right person or whatever. Yeah. I feel like that's fine. And I don't know. I feel
don't
like
don't make yourself for the wrong reasons. Think, yes. Don't think, oh, I'm getting old. I really need to do this. If you're not ready for it, don't do it.
It all comes on its own natural time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a personal choice. Your time it's a is personal the right time. Decision. It's up to the person who's doing it.
Yeah. And if you do decide to stop during whatever, like after anything has started and they give you shit for it, that is not the person. They do not care about your needs.
Yep. Retweet. That's it for today's episode. Don't forget to like and rate our podcast and turn on those notifications.
You know you want to hear from us.
Yeah, you do.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Fantastic4Official, where we post continuous updates. We want to hear your feedback, comments, and topic suggestions. And that's where you can reach us. You also have an option to support our podcast by clicking the link in the description of every episode.
Farewell from your favorite foursome.
And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.